Nolte, Golden Globes won't even stream this year. By John Nolte on January 7, 2022. With the announcement that there will not even be a streaming presentation this year, the collapse of the Golden Globes is complete. In just 1 year, what had been the most prestigious movie award show, second only to the Oscars, is now a big nothing. Hollywood's woke and social justice Nazis went to town on the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, HFPA, over diversity issues last year, and now it's an asterisk barely hanging on. As recently as last year, this tiny organization of about 90 members representing 55 countries earned upwards of $60 million per year from NBC in exchange for the television rights. This year, the HFPA's Golden Globe Awards show will be a private affair with no celebrities, no red carpet, no audience, no presenters, and no nominees on hand to accept their bauble. Oh, and after NBC canceled the show, no $60 million. Now we're being told the HFPA will not even stream the show. So, basically, instead of their usual star-studded affair, 55 white leftists are going to sit in a sad little room eating overcooked chicken while they pretend to still matter. Here's my favorite part of this report. Expect Kyle Bowser, SVP of the Hollywood Bureau of the NAACP, to be speaking about the reimagined coalition during the ceremony. Last October, the venerable civil rights organization inked a 5-year agreement with the inclusion-challenged HFPA to work on a series of initiatives to open diversity doors and scale up representation. So on top of the sad little room and lousy chicken, these white leftists have invited a woketard to lecture and shame them. Come on, that's hilarious. The Golden Globes have been around since 1960. In the mid-90s, the show really took off. The ceremony was not only seen as a looser version of the Oscars, a time where the stars could enjoy a few drinks and laughs, but the prestige of the win mattered. Even though only 90 people were voting, the Globes were hyped and hyped. If a movie or actor won a Golden Globe, it was all over the poster and trailer. Winning a Golden Globe was seen as a surefire way to win an Oscar nomination. And then, poof, in a fit of racial McCarthyism, and with everyone in Hollywood and eager to prove how pure they are, brought the whole thing down to rubble in a matter of weeks. The woke terror was such that even Tom Cruise made a big deal about returning the 3 Golden Globes he's won through the years. I guess if the HFPA humiliates itself enough, it might win a second chance. But the audience won't be there. In 2020, the Globes earned 18.32 million viewers. In 2021, the year of the woke terror, that number dropped to just 6.91 million. Caving to the woke Gestapo might help you retain your standing in the elite bubble, but normal people want no part of it. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.